I'm Jack Lessenberry. There's a little noticed battle going on across the region to save Lake Erie. Now, I know this story can't possibly compare in interest or importance to a bunch of football players visiting Rome or which politician might run for something next year. But you might want to give Lake Erie a little consideration since it's the most vulnerable of all the Great Lakes and 11 million people are dependent on it for drinking water. For too long, too many people have allowed fertilizer and manure to run into the lake, with the result that every summer, Lake Erie is home to vast toxic algae blooms and cyanobacteria. Those poisoned the drinking water in Toledo and portions of Macomb County, Michigan 3 summers ago, and while more precautions have been taken, it's likely just a matter of time till it happens again. President Trump wants to completely zero out funds for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and gut the federal EPA. That would, experts have told me, mean we could no longer ensure that our drinking water is safe. Erie, what's especially called the Western Lake Erie Basin, is also the shallowest and warmest of the lakes and the most vulnerable to invasive species. If Asian carp ever do get established in the lakes, it'll be here. There are those who get the importance of all this and are trying to do something about it. Marky Miller, a native of Lambertville, Michigan, is a graduate student studying environmental science at the University of Idaho. When she can, she's pounding the pavement in Toledo, trying to collect signatures to force the city council there to enact a Lake Erie Bill of Rights, which would amend the city charter to give the lake personhood status in law, something corporations already have. Her group, Toledoans for Safe Water, believes this would prevent and end legalized harm to the lake and the people by giving government the power to say no to corporate projects that damage the lake and the community. That's an admirable effort. But even if it succeeds, Toledo controls only a very small section of the shoreline. 4 states in the Canadian province of Ontario border Lake Erie, and their governments have very different outlooks. Michigan has officially declared its portion of Lake Erie impaired. That legally means that the state has to put in place a plan to restore it. But even though Ohio controls far more of Lake Erie, Governor John Kasich is refusing to designate the lake as impaired. That caused a coalition of concerned conservation, environmental, and even business groups to file a federal lawsuit to force the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to act to prevent algae blooms. Sandy Benn, who heads the Lake Erie Waterkeeper Alliance, noted that relying on state domestic action plans alone will not work, which should be obvious. What's needed, in my view, is some new version of the Great Lakes Water Resources Compact, one with teeth. Ideally, I think a formal treaty between the United States and Canada requiring protection for all the Great Lakes may be the only way to save us from ultimate disaster. There's not much support for that in Washington these days, but we need to change that if we want any kind of future at all.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.